This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. In 1955, the United Fund was organized in Jonesboro. A group of business leaders and community volunteers started the organization, which provided funds to organizations such as the YMCA, the Red Cross, and the Salvation Army. Today, the United Fund is now known as the United Way of Northeast Arkansas. Over 20 different organizations in 8 counties are funded through the work of United Way volunteers. Some of the organizations that receive funding are the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, City Youth Ministries, Big Brothers Big Sisters of North Central Arkansas, and the American Red Cross. Executive Director is Nanette Hurd.
Different business leaders in the community recognized that there was a need to try to bring organizations together. There were several nonprofits already here, and they were all doing campaigns at different times, and the general consensus was that it could be done more effectively. And so that was kind of how United Way started here. It actually started as United Fund back then. Several years after that became United Way of Jonesboro, went from that to being United Way of Greater Jonesboro, and then in 2005 we actually became United Way of Northeast Arkansas and now cover 8 counties.
The United Way of Northeast Arkansas has a new funding cycle that distributes funds over a 2-year period instead of a 12-month cycle. According to Hurd, the United Way Board of Directors makes funding decisions based on information presented to the board by a regional impact committee. This committee is made up of volunteer community representatives across the 8 counties that are served. Hurd says with so many organizations meeting many needs, funding is the biggest challenge to provide money to all the nonprofit groups that request funding.
There are a lot more nonprofits now than there were, say, even 10 years ago. And, you know, essentially everybody is vying for those same dollars, those same donor dollars. And between that and with the downturn in the economy, it is a little bit tougher to raise funds right now. But we're giving it our best.
Funding also supports different initiatives that focus on health, income, and education. Funding goes to health programs that promote healthy eating and physical activity, supporting healthy choices and access to health care. Income programs are funded that help families manage expenses, helps with affordable housing, and helps with employment services. Several education programs are funded, such as the Imagination Library, a program established by Dolly Parton that delivers age-appropriate books to children under 5 years old to help those children enter kindergarten with needed language and literacy skills. Stuff the Bus is another program that collects school supplies for children in need, and several higher education scholarships are provided through an anonymous donation.
This person felt very strongly about education and committed to donating $10,000 last year. And we do it in conjunction with our campaign. And we have companies that do campaigns throughout the year. And basically any company that has a campaign and has at least 35% employee participation. There's no dollar amount on that participation, just so long as they donate somehow in whatever fashion they can. But they are then eligible for these scholarships, and it's $5,000 scholarships. It's not limited just to the university here. It's good for any college, university, trade school even. But as long as that company has 35% employee participation, the employee themselves can apply for these scholarships or their immediate family members. And the individual that is doing this for us committed to last year and then this year as well, and then is also planning on doing this for 2013 as well. So we think it's great to promote education. It's a great way to allow us to do that.
A couple of fundraisers take place annually for the United Way of Northeast Arkansas. One annual fundraiser is a bucket brigade, where volunteers stand at a couple of intersections in Jonesboro and collect money from motorists. This particular bucket brigade started on a rainy Friday morning. Close lightning in the area forced everyone to huddle under a tent near the intersection of Caraway and Johnson as the rain fell. Under that tent were a couple of United Way volunteers who were on the board of directors and several ASU students. Volunteer ASU Program Director Jody Cherry is on the board of directors of the United Way of Northeast Arkansas. She joined several ASU students who battled the rain while trying to collect funds. Cherry tells what the impact would be if the United Way was not in Northeast Arkansas.
It would be a huge impact. We help fund City Youth, which is an inner city ministry for a lot of our kiddos here in Jonesboro. United Way provides funding for Children's Advocacy Center, which does amazing things in Jonesboro. In addition, we provide funding for the Hispanic Center, which offers tutoring and teaches the community of Jonesboro how to speak Spanish if they're interested. Those are just three examples of programs that wouldn't be able to function without the support of United Way.
President of the United Way of Northeast Arkansas Board of Directors Clint Vogus is a professor at the College of Business at Arkansas State University. Vogus says United Way has been a part of his life since he was a young boy.
Actually, I've been involved in United Way since I was 11 years old. My mother, actually, when I had a paper route, 11 years old, I used to go down and pay for my papers every Saturday, and she said, make sure when you go to the bank and deposit your money in the bank that you put a dollar in the United Way collection box at the bank. That was my first experience with United Way.
And Vogus says he's seen how different programs are making a difference in the communities due to the help that's provided by donations to the United Way. But donations are only a piece of the puzzle. The other important piece is volunteering.
Well, I believe that each of us have a responsibility to give back to the community and to help support those who are not as well-advantaged as others are.
And several ASU students were volunteers during the Bucket Brigade. Here is Senior Communications Major Morgan Crane.
My goal is, I guess as an ASU student being out here, my goal is to spread the message of volunteerism with my fellow students. Let them see that you can be a part of something on campus that makes a difference in the Jonesboro community, just promotes greater good, and it's a great way to get involved.
Senior Marketing Major Rachel Gibson is another student at ASU who spent her morning volunteering.
I think this impacts the community in several ways. I mean, obviously, you're giving back to the nonprofit organizations, and obviously, it's just helping build a better community in which we live in. So it's just a great organization to volunteer for.
Senior Louise Liu is a student at the College of Business at Arkansas State University.
I like volunteer stuff. I think it's meaningful, you know, like to, I mean, make my contribution. Well, I'm not from the country, but I hope I, you know, just try my best to help.
And there are several volunteer events that take place in a year, including the United Way's Day of Caring. Executive Director Nanette Hurd tells about that.
The main focus of the day is to match up volunteers that go out into the community, and they may do anything from building a fence. Habitat for Humanity this year has a house that's going up, and we've got a large group that's going out to help them with that. The Learning Center always has several different projects. I know one of theirs this year is to clean their buses. They've got some other things that they're going to do there as well. You may paint, you may do filing. There's inside jobs as well. Clean out a storage room, just anything that a nonprofit may not have had the time to do and just not had the resources to do themselves. We start the day off with a breakfast. St. Bernard's always provides a hot breakfast for us. We're at St. Bernard's Auditorium, so we'll start the day off at 8 a.m. with that, then invite all of the volunteers to come back for lunch later that day, and that's from 11:30 to 1. And then the volunteers will go back out that afternoon. We have some volunteers that just work morning, some that just work the afternoon, and then some that work all day. So try to fit it for everybody's schedule.
More information on the United Way of Northeast Arkansas can be found at www.uwnea.org or by calling 870-935-3658. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which features organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.